Community conversations continue, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. We have the Charles City Arts Center in studio. Lance and Robert joining us. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you two?
All right.
Excellent. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, who wouldn't be when it's 27 degrees and it's not even 8:30 in the morning?
I know. 27 degrees. This is like the warmest it's been in like, what, months?
I think so. I'm not even wearing flannel today.
I guess it's been warmer, you know, during the day when we got up to like 30, but some of the 40s in February just, I don't know, kind of puts people in a better mood.
Well, yeah, after the polar outburst we had, this does feel warm.
It does. Well, lots of things happening as always at the Charles City Arts Center. You are in the middle of a membership drive right now. Talk about becoming a member. What's it mean and how does it support arts locally here?
Well, I mean, there's a lot we could say about it. It's pretty easy. You can become a member online. You can come down and you can talk to the director. You can even come to a meeting and sit in and get a better idea of what the board does and what it means to be a part of the Arts Center community. Some of the benefits would include getting discounts on purchases or whatever fee like an event might cost. You also get to participate in them. And you even like get to take charge of some of them. I mean, that's part of the responsibility of being a member. I know I can tell you already, since I'm one of the chair people for the Monster Bash, it's in October and it's on the 24th and that's already set up. So you got 8 months to find your costume. And that's just one of the things that that comes to mind. It's really, the nice thing about being a member is you can take as active of a role as you want or you can be as passive as you want.
If you want to take a more active role, we are always looking for board members, so you can also sort of think about that as well.
Sure. How do you become a board member?
First, you become a member, and then if you get interested, you could always come and sit in on a meeting and think about that. You could also fill out an online interest form on our website at charlescityarts.org.
Now you make things so easy. Just hop online and fill out the form. I love it.
We try to.
Well, it's very open and welcoming. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, this is a smaller community, and it really is an asset to the community. Yeah. And we don't want anybody to feel like it's just for one segment or one contingent. It really is open, and that's the nice thing about the arts. I mean, it's as expressive as you want to make it.
That's right.
And everyone can find something that suits them.
And there's always something going on. Like, let's talk about Creative Thursdays. I found this on your website. I thought it was pretty interesting, fun and accessible way to get involved. Talk about what people can expect when they stop by, and do they really just show up? No registration required for that?
They can. I mean, it's every Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. It's at the Arts Center, and Julie Carey, a very sweet person, is in charge of that. It's 100% free. All the materials are supplied, and there's no registration required. This month, they're working with clay in hand building and firing and glazing, which, you know, I was a student all my life growing up here in town, and I went through our whole school system. It always seemed like my elementary school, when we would have the arts section, the kiln was always not working or the wheels were broken. So if that's the case, here's an opportunity for you to remedy that. Maybe I'll go to this.
Right. But that's not the only classes and workshop coming up. You know, you have adult fiber arts, kids art classes. Go more in depth with what you offer.
Oh, yeah, well, with the kids art classes, again, they're every Friday in February from 4 to 5. And it's working multimedia. Dream themed. It's taught by Julie again. There is a $45 registration fee, but if you're a member, it's only $35 and you can register online. As far as the adult fiber arts, sorry about that. There's a frog in my throat. That's every Thursday from 1:30 to 3 p.m. and from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's taught by Gene Gross, and they welcome all skill levels. There's just a $15 fee. It covers 5 weeks of project work, and you can register online again. And there is also a Young Fiber Artist Club as well, and that's on Thursdays too. It's from 3:30 to 4:30, hence the break in the adult classes, and that's 5th through 12th grade level students. And it's also taught by Gene. And again, all skill levels are welcome. And it's just a one-time $15 fee for materials.
Excellent. You can find more information on that on the Charles City Arts Center website. Now, I'm looking at the February exhibit, a new artist coming up. already tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Go ahead and share who that is.
Yeah, we have an artist coming up. His name is Auden Wolf. He's from Ohio, and he has some local connections in the community. His work explores personal narrative, memory, and voice through carved, formed, and drawn glass. So it's going to be a lot of glass work over there.
Cool. Yeah,
the Art Center. There's an opening reception for Auden tomorrow night, Friday, from 5 to 7 p.m. Come on over, enjoy complimentary refreshments, great company, and look at his glass.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that it's the best party in town that not enough people know about. I mean, there really is a lot going on at that. And it's, again, it's open to the community. You can come for 2 minutes or 2 hours. You can talk the artist up close and personal, or you can just come and admire the work, or you can say, not my thing, and wait for the next reception.
You can always find out about the events coming up each month, and there are a lot going on through the website as well.
That's right.
Or sign up on social media to get updates.
And I will say, I was in the Art Center yesterday, and I did get a little peek because they were setting up, so I didn't see the whole exhibit. But what I did see was pretty compelling. I was telling Robert, it was a glass bust of two heads kind of together. It reminded me of the, I think it's called the Bonds of Union. But it was glass, and there were two of them, and one was sort of graffiti-esque, and the other was sort of impressionistic. I didn't really stay to study it because I think I've said this before when I've been on here. I like to be surprised, and I like the spontaneity of going. I don't want to know too much ahead of time. But it was pretty compelling, and I'm anxious to see what the finished display looks like.
Nice. So once again, that the opening reception is tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 to 7, and there's usually, I tell people, you know, come maybe wanting to snack and have a drink, whether it's a soft drink or something more adult flavored. And there's usually like a relish tray, maybe a cheese plate, and something sweet like cookies or bars.
And if you're not a member, that would be the perfect opportunity to get signed up, too.
Or just come and talk and learn more about it.
That's right. Now, something else I'm looking at is the film series. I believe that kicked off this past Monday.
Yeah, it was this past Tuesday.
Or Tuesday.
Yeah.
So talk about the film series. What kind of films are you featuring?
Well, we've done a film series a couple of times in the last few years, and this film series is focusing on the moral responsibility and ethical choices of an artist in the face of political pressure at times in certain regimes. So we've curated about four films. The series takes place on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. We start at the Zoetis Auditorium. The first film was on last Tuesday. The next film will be next Tuesday, February 10th, and that is going to be a Hungarian film called Mephisto, based off of Faust. The film follows a well-known stage actor whose career takes off in Nazi Germany and is going to sort of explore his various decisions that he has to make in his career. And then there will be two more films on the following two Tuesdays, February 17th and February 24th. Tickets are $10 per screening. We would ask that you purchase them, please, online. You go to the events page on our website, and you'll see them there. And all screenings, begin at 6 p.m. and we're done by 8 or 9, depending on the length of the film.
Okay.
And there'll be a sort of brief presentation before the film. We will watch the film, and then there'll be a brief discussion afterwards.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to have attended Tuesday's screening, and I really enjoyed it. And I was I'm more of a do as I say, not as I do, because I didn't pay until afterwards. And I actually did cover the whole, I covered the whole four films, that I plan on going to at least two more if I can work them into my schedule. But it's well worth it. What I really enjoyed about it, in addition to discussing the topic at hand at that time, it was Lenny, The Wonderful Horrible Life of Leni Riefenstahl. And she was a German filmmaker and photographer, actress, and she's best known for directing Nazi propaganda films, The Triumph of the Will and Olympia in 1938. And as a result, after World War II, she spent decades denying her political responsibility, and she remained deeply controversial in the public eye. Her legacy raised enduring questions about art, its power, and moral accountability. And what I really enjoyed about all of it was not only getting to see her work, which was beautiful, it really was. I mean, I know history kind of puts a shadow on it, but visually, very compelling. What I thought was especially, I guess, edifying was getting everybody's take on it. I liked the conversations afterwards, that because there is a back and forth where we discuss it. And sure. And it's not a debate. It's just kind of seeing other people's takeaway. And sometimes after you hear what they have to say, you review it in your mind and you get a different perspective.
That's true. So once again, that is coming up. The next film is on February 10th. It's coming Tuesday. You can learn more about that. As a matter of fact, if listeners want to become members, attend these events, or simply learn more, who can they reach out to?
Anybody on the board or online, or come down and look at the exhibits, or come to a reception and talk, ask questions, or, you know, if you see me, call me out. I'd be happy to share with you what I know. Not that it'll take much or a long time. I don't know. As my father used to say, I don't know much. I just know what I like.
Right. Anything else that we missed that's coming up? I think we covered it all.
That's a lot of it. I mean, I guess it starts to become a little subjective in terms of, you know, I guess talking about just the Arts Center, its mission, and the arts in general. You know, they're very broadening. That's a nice thing about participating in it or becoming a member. You kind of see things beyond the scope of just the community, and you see how that and how what goes on outside the community impacts what's happening in it.
And the Arts Center events are advertised across the board, across all platforms, so please look out for them and take part in some of them.
Yeah, everybody's welcome.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Lance and Robert, once again with the Charles City Arts Center. For more information, find them on the website, charlescityarts.org.
Yep. Okay, thanks, perfect. Chris.
Thank you very much, Lance and Robert.